KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's clear and 50 degrees in Atlantic. It'll be sunny and windy today with a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Well, the National Weather Service is warning that the Grassland Fire Danger Index will be in the extreme category today across parts of southwest Iowa and southeast Nebraska. In our area, the extreme warning goes in effect for Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. An extreme fire danger means that fires can start quickly, spread furiously, and burn intensely. All fires are potentially serious. All outdoor burning should be avoided in those areas with the extreme fire danger warning. South to southwest winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour are expected today, and that will also bring an elevated fire danger risk to the rest of our listening area. News time is 7:06.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Justices of the Iowa Supreme Court plan to be in Council Bluffs Wednesday evening and Thursday. They'll hear arguments in two cases, visit seven high schools, and speak at the local community college. The court will hold a special session at Iowa Western Community College to hear oral arguments in two cases. The session, which is open to the public, begins at 7 p.m. Wednesday. In the first case, a new dancing business in Hamburg is challenging a 2008 city ordinance regulating such businesses. The second case involves the American Civil Liberties Union, which wants to find out details of disciplinary action taken against two Atlantic School District employees after a strip search was conducted of five students in 2009. The school visits are scheduled for Thursday. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman and Sheriff Darby McLaren have filed papers to run for re-election in the June 5, 2012 primary. Sunderman and McLaren were the first two candidates to announce their intentions to run for county office on Monday, which was also the first day that persons were allowed to file. The final date for filing nomination papers is Wednesday, March 28th. The State Archaeologist's Office has confirmed that human remains recovered from the Hamburg Cemetery are not those of a man missing since 1968. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reported Monday afternoon the Archaeologist's Office has determined the skeletal remains belong to an unidentified man of European ancestry, 16 to 23 years of age, who lived sometime between 1850 and the early 1900s. The remains were found in mid-February while crews were excavating a new burial shaft. Prior to receiving the official word from the state, many had speculated the remains might have been those of Hamburg resident Gary Seebeck, who disappeared in 1968. The sheriff's office said the remains will be returned to Hamburg for reburial within the city cemetery. Authorities say a man was electrocuted in a tree-trimming accident in western Iowa's Sac County. The sheriff's office said 63-year-old Edward Peters of Lakeview died Monday while working near Nemaha. Sheriff Ken McClure said that Peters, who owns Peters Painting and Tree Trimming, was leaning on a boom truck while a worker in a bucket on the truck was cutting branches. McClure said the 50-foot boom touched an overhead power line. Electricity traveled through the truck and Peters, who died at a hospital in Sac City. An autopsy is pending. Residents of Pottawatomie County have an opportunity to attend one of several listening sessions scheduled to take place throughout the county with regard to possible countywide trails. The Pottawatomie County Conservation Board will meet with residents to gather public input on the future of multi-use trails. Mark Shoemaker, Executive Director of the Pottawatomie County Conservation Board, said the meetings are being held to discuss where the trails should be located.
Anybody attending these trail sessions will discuss the future of the multi-use trails throughout the county, and they'll be asked to give their opinion about where the proposed locations should be in the county. So they'll be drawing lines on maps in Pottawatomie County of where they think the trails should be.
Shoemaker said there are some short trails already in place in Pottawatomie County.
We have the Wabash Trace that leaves Council Bluffs and goes south. Council Bluffs has several trails identified in the city limits. There's short trails in other communities like Oakland. Underwood has a plan. Carson is developing some trails inside their communities. So, yes, there's some short trails, yes.
The main purpose of the meetings is to eventually connect the trails to every community in Pottawatomie County. The countywide trail planning listening sessions will be held in four cities across the county.
The first one is going to be at the Neola Community Center, March 8th, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The second meeting is in the Carson Community Center, March 10th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. The third one is at Avoca High School, or AHST High School, March 14th from 7 to 9 p.m.
And the final session will be held March 22nd at Iowa Western Community College, Luft Hall, Room 10, from 4 until 6 p.m. Shoemaker says even if the meeting will not be held in your community in Pottawatomie County, you're still welcome to attend one of the meetings elsewhere in the county.
We picked some locations throughout the county where they were distributed throughout the county, so anybody in the county can come to these. If you live, say, in Carter or in Carter Lake, and you want to come to the one in Neola, you're more than welcome to do that. You're not restricted to the ones just in your community or your area.
The Pottawatomie County Conservation Board is also scheduling a water trails meeting at the Botna Bend Park in Hancock on Wednesday, March 21st. News time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, Sally Wallen, age 44, of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Sally Wallen will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Des Moines. The Brooks Tanini Chapel of Des Moines is in charge of arrangements. Ross Kunze, age 81, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Ross Kunze will be today at 10:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Melvin Derry, age 73, died February 27th in a farm accident south of Stewart. A memorial service for Melvin Derry will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Faye Nelson, age 99, of Anita, died Friday. Funeral services for Faye Nelson will be today at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Burton Wittrup, age 77, of Elkhorn, died Thursday. Funeral services for Burton Wittrup will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Eugene Simmons, age 82, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Funeral services for Eugene Simmons will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Donna Madsen, age 85, of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Donna Madsen will be Wednesday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Kenneth Campbell, age 86, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Friday. Funeral services for Kenneth Campbell will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Grace Morris, age 79, of Casey, died Saturday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Grace Morris will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Juanita Sunderman, age 83, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Graveside services for Juanita Sunderman will be Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Cemetery, 1 mile south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Marcella Cowhill, of age 92, of Avoca and formerly of Hancock, died Sunday. Funeral services for Marcella Cowhill will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dolores Stanley, age 81, of Greenfield, died Saturday. And celebration of life services for Dolores Stanley will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Helen Bandow, age 77, of Manila, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Helen Bandow are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Doris Rasmussen, age 76, of Harlan, died Sunday. There are no public services or visitation planned for Doris Rasmussen. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family with arrangements. And Kenneth Wolfe, age 49, of Audubon, died Monday at his home. Services for Kenneth Wolfe are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.